All right, and now we're gonna do some Jimi Hendrix, Hey Joe. Obviously, classic guitar progression that is a perpetual favorite, right? So, so the chords are C, G, D, A, and E. The root in this case is E. It's not in the key of C. And let me just talk about the harmony for a minute. The harmony is, this happens a lot in rock and roll, and a lot of kinds of music. The harmony is from E minor. If you took an E minor harmonized scale, it would be E minor, F sharp half diminished, G major, A minor, B minor, C, D, and E minor, going backwards, E minor, D, C, B minor, A minor, G, F sharp half diminished, and E minor. So pause the recording and play that if you don't know it. The chords are C, that's the 6th of E minor, G, that's the 3 of E minor, D, that's the 7 of E minor, and now we get some quality changes. We got A, but a major, not a minor, that's the 4, but a major 4 of the E, of the key of E minor, and now a major E major. So I went, it went from, so this is why the progression is relatively sort of pleasing to hear, because it resolves to a major key, starts off minor and goes to major, quality change, a pleasing quality change that goes from minor to major. The other day I was transcribing in another audio series, I was transcribing for a student the song Happy. Now it's not in this key, but it's saying discussing the same effect. The chords of Happy is C major 7 to B minor 7 twice, and then E major 7. So the C major 7 chord comes from the key of E minor, and so does the B minor 7 chord, but then it resolves to a major. So you're constantly, and that's why it sounds, quote, happy, because you're in minor sort of territory, and then it becomes major, and it's like, okay, a slightly bit serious, but then you get happy. Like, it's just, it's, you can't deny it. You know, it's called the Picardy third, P-I-C-A-R-D-Y, in classical music, when the piece is, you know, very serious all the way through. And then, I'm not going to try and imitate, you know, but then the very last, I'm digressing. Let me get on with it. So the good news is you can use E blues scale over this entire progression without fail. You can also use E minor. Let's just do that for a minute, because that in and of itself is quite fun. So here comes C, G, D, A, and E. The whole thing. Now the next step of sophistication after just playing E blues is to play an E minor, to use the happy effect, to play an E minor scale and then resolve it to an E, not major, but let's say dominant. So you're going to play E minor. Sorry. To an E dominant. Starting pretty much at like the A major chord. It's not an exact science, but it'll get you going. Try that. So here we go. E minor, then E dominant. Dominant again is an E major scale with a flat 7. You flat the 7th, okay? I'm not going to take time out to discuss that, but here we go. Here we go. E minor, 2, 3. Minor. Adana. It's a little bit crude because I'm boiling down. I'm boiling down, but you can. These are definitely things to work on. And then finally, you can use all the above plus address each chord with the major pentatonic as they come along. You'll do a C major pentatonic. You'll do a G major pentatonic. Which, if you're slick, you'll recognize that the notes of a C major pentatonic come right out of the E minor scale. Notes of a G major pentatonic come right out of an E minor scale, and the notes of a D major pentatonic come right out of an E minor scale. Because we already talked about those three chords are diatonic. When you get to the A major pentatonic, that has one non-diatonic note to E minor because C sharp. So I mean, really, if you know your modes, you could play Dorian over the A chord. That if that's too much information for you right now, skip it. But you could play, E Dorian over that chord. Meaning you're playing E minor scale but raising the sixth from C to C sharp. And then finally when you get to the E chord, you can do an E major pentatonic. Or an E mixolydian, or just an E7 scale. Both mean the exact same thing. All right, so that's a lot. That's too much information in some ways. But it can be quite a bit of a work. I'm giving you a ton of material right now. I'm giving you so much. I'm going so fast right now. If you're following it, good for you. So this is meant to be listened to several times if you're not picking it all up. So here we go. I'm going to try and do the arpeggio. I'm going to do the major pentatonics for each chord. Okay, here we go. Here we go. C, G, my bad, and then E minor, E major, here we go again, C, G, D, A, E, fits like a glove, alright, one more time, a couple times. Up there. I got the chords in the wrong order. Here we go. I did the same mistake again. I keep doing the A before the D. Here we go. 2, 3. What if I do all that with the E blue scale whenever I damn well please? You know? going on all day. Have fun with this.